Good morning. A cool northwesterly wind began yesterday afternoon, and temperatures have been dropping ever since. Most everyone waking up at or below freezing this morning, especially from I-90 north. And some lake-enhanced clouds and flurries and snow showers are around in the western Adirondacks and the Mohawk Valley. Otherwise, a generally clear sky and a good-looking sunrise. With temperatures climbing through the 30s, we'll have plenty of sun through the early morning hours. Clouds will be on the increase later this afternoon as a disturbance swings our way from the Great Lakes. Temperatures will push past the 40-degree mark and in many locations reach the lower to mid-40s for afternoon high. As that disturbance swings through tonight, we'll have a round of light snow across a good part of the area. Most of interior New York and New England will see a trace up to a dusting of snow, with some of the higher terrain, especially in the Catskills, the Taconics, and Berkshires, seeing as much as 2 inches of snow. This will be true for the Litchfield Hills as well. Temperatures tonight will drop back into the middle and upper 20s. The system will quickly swing by and be out of the region by sunrise tomorrow. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds with a gusty northwest wind behind it in the afternoon, and highs on Friday will only be in the middle to upper 30s. Wind chill values will be even colder. High pressure will settle in for the day on Saturday, keeping it sunny, dry, but cold, with highs again in the middle to upper 30s. On Sunday, we'll start out with some sun, but clouds will roll in quickly, and there is the chance at a few snow showers with a weak disturbance passing by. Highs will be near 40. And then we'll turn our eyes to the south and west, where a more potent system will evolve out of the Tennessee Valley. The exact track of this system will determine our temperatures, and as a result, we'll get sensible weather-wise to start next week. But right now, we'll go with a chance of snow or rain on Monday, with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and then blustery and colder air to follow this system on Tuesday, with a mix of sun and clouds and scattered snow showers, highs only in the middle 30s. Even colder with the breeze on Wednesday, lower to mid-30s for afternoon highs under a mix of sun and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm watches and warnings remain in effect for parts of the Washington and Oregon Cascades east into the Bitterroot Mountains as a storm moves in from the Pacific. 6 to 12 inches of snow could fall over the next 36 hours across the higher terrain, with maximum amounts as high as 20 inches of snow. In addition, some locations will have wind gusts over 40 miles per hour. Meanwhile, unseasonably cold temperatures associated with that Arctic air mass continue to settle southward across the Gulf Coast today. Freeze watches and warnings have been issued all the way down to Houston and New Orleans. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Tottori Airport in Japan at 7:33 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Akita Airport in Japan at 2:41 Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 12 degrees with a northwest wind at 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 28 degrees, the dew point 23, 81% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.12 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Pompano Beach, Florida, to a low of 28 below zero at Powder River, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the upper 40s, Boston mostly sunny near 50, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 58 degrees, the low 36. The average temperature, 47, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 36 hundredths of an inch for the month and 32.25 inches for the year. There were 18 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 239, and for the season 719. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low 32. The record high 69 set in 1964, and the record low 13 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:34 p.m., 9 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers in the mountains today, with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers downwind of Lake Ontario today, dry for the rest of the area, highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to clouds today, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with a round of light snow coating the ground tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with light snow tonight and lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cold, upper 30s, mostly sunny, cold on Saturday, mid to upper 30s, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers Sunday near 40, rain and snow likely Monday in the lower 40s, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold, scattered snow showers Tuesday, mid-30s, and lower to mid-30s with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.